I am the doctor. Oh, my goodness sakes. I am the doctor. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capo, California, with our instant inspiration. And our topic today is I am the doctor. Now, what does it mean to be the doctor? We oftentimes know that when we go to a medical doctor, they are talented in their field and they know what to do for our maladies. And they know what to do to help us to live a healthy, vital life, and so forth. Fascinatingly, I was reading an article in the National Geographic, and in the article, it talks about this biochemist, and how he had been working with mice and rats, and how by reducing a rat's food intake by one-third, the rat lives a life of 5 years instead of a life of 3 years. Normal rat's life is 3 years, and by reducing his amount of food intake, total food intake, by one-third, the rat lives 5 years and a healthy life, you know, and healthier than he would have been in the 3 years. So this certainly is an interesting idea. Now, the doctor himself, not doctor, I don't know whether he has a doctor or not, but the research scientist himself is, I believe, 38, 40 years old. And for the last 10 years, he has been on this same diet himself. He has reduced his intake by one-third, and he has denied himself his favorite of all favorites. Ice cream. But before he goes to bed in the evening, he often has a bowl of oatmeal. And he's very slim. He's 5'8", and he weighs 120 pounds, which is very light. But he is very healthy. He has not had any health problems. Of course, most young people don't have health problems. And of course, when you live in the environment that he lives in, an environment of thinking healthy thoughts and living healthy thoughts and working with good health, you don't have those problems. Well, now, he doesn't have it. We'll speak more on him later when I have the notes in front of me. But as of the moment, I thought that was a very fascinating concept. Now, we've talked before about mice and how they were reduced in their diet and how they lived longer. And we have talked before about people who are over... Well, they're Henry addicts. They love vitamins, they love minerals, they love supplements of every kind that they can get their hands on, and they eat it by the gross and by the ton. And the article went on to point out, there's a sidebar article on that, and in that article it said that America is virtually killing itself by eating all of this extra supplemental foods that they're not really needing, because what it does, it causes a certain cells in their body not to function properly. They have the antioxidants that are needing to be under control, and the radicals that the cells grow without having guidance by their own indwelling guidance. And these, of course, become cancer cells and go crazy and eat up the body. Now, part of this is because there is a certain cell, if I recall right, it's a T-O-P-E-O-M-O, something of that nature, a cell. And that cell continues with us throughout our life. And as we grow older, it separates less and less and less until we're in our 50s or 60s, and it separates, indeed, even less. And when it separates less, then it is offering control over the cells of the body, and this is about aging, control over the cells of the body, so the body has a bunch of dead cells. They're like dead sacks hanging around. And they took pictures of these cells that were not properly treated with this particular chemical, and it showed them looking like bags. And they showed the young cells, which were in the 30s, 40s, and they looked like torpedoes going bang, bang, you know, just getting all sorts of wonderful work to do. But I tell you these things not to excite you about them, but to tell you that the world is just going crazy with all sorts of opinions. Opinions about how this works and how that works, and people who actually practice it, like this young research scientist, and how, for him, it has proven to be effective, and it would be for anybody else if they were that sincere about doing it. However, we come back to the old friend, our mind. And in our mind, we have the ability to be master. And so we give up our mastership to ourselves. We give up our mastership to our program of the food supplements that we like to have, the dietary supplements and the vitamins and the minerals. And we think, well, surely if a little is good, a lot's better. And that's not always the case. And so we, without doctor's advice or direction, we go and enjoy it. And we shorten our lives and die, and people don't know why we're dying and don't really care. But the thing is, life is not a matter of caring whether you live or die. Life is not a matter of caring whether you live or die. Life is a matter of living well. Living in my healthy body. Living in my healthy mind. Living in my healthy environment. Living in health at all times. I am whole and perfect. Now, there are times that we're not. And when the times come that we're not, we are not being the doctor. That's why I say I'm the doctor. When you are the doctor, you keep your thoughts 100% on that which you wish to experience. Stefan, what do you wish to experience? Now, better.
Being myself, having fun.
Fine. Stefan said he would like to consider having a whole and perfect body. Being whole and perfect, being whole and perfect. He said being himself and having fun, which is the same thing, of course. He wants to have a whole and perfect body. So therefore, Stefan, what do you say when you have a sniffle?
I'm whole and perfect.
What do you say when you have a broken leg?
I'm whole and perfect.
What do you say when you have any problem?
I'm whole and perfect.
Do you say, I live in my eternally perfect, ideal spirit, mind, and body? Or do you say, what did you say before?
I'm whole and perfect.
Oh, I see. I'm whole and perfect. Beautiful. Now, what would happen if Stefan says, I got a problem?
He has a problem.
He's got a problem. What if Stefan says, oh, I got to go to the doctor because I can't breathe or I can't do this? He's got to go to the doctor. What's the doctor going to say? The doctor's just going to say, hey, what kind of thoughts have you been having in your mind recently? Huh? And, of course, the doctor doesn't say that because the doctors aren't trained to do that. The doctor just says, it looks like you need some more oxygen. It looks like you need a little bit of vitamins. You need a little bit of a kick in the butt, you know. And so the doctor gives you these things, and naturally your system comes up because the doctor says this works and you believe in him. And that's good. Now, why doesn't the same doctor, because you're not being paid for that, but why doesn't the same doctor say, you're whole and perfect? Go home and take a couple of glasses of water, go to bed, and, you know.
He has nothing to do.
Huh?
He doesn't believe it.
Well, it's not the matter that he doesn't believe it. It's the matter that there's no money in it. There's no money in that. The hospitals would soon close their doors if the doctors taught everyone to drink more water and to have a better attitude about their body and their mind. I'm not saying the doctors are bad. The building contractors are equally bad. The building contractors build a house for you. All you have to do is speak your word. I have my perfect house. Well, gee, Herb, how many people do you know that built their perfect house? Well, how many people do you know that built their perfect house that don't even tell you about it? Because they just think their thought and their house is there, and they say, hey, my house is there. Spiritual healing is the same thing. You don't remember that you ever were sick. And with your perfect house, you don't remember that you ever didn't have a perfect house. You know, it goes in many areas of our life. Many areas of our life. And it's up to us to start practicing this, practicing it, practicing. I suggest this, and I suggest this, and I suggest this. And you say, well, Herb, why don't you do it for yourself? I do. I do. But my life is your example. My life is your test case. My life is whatever you want to put in motion for me. I'm a real easy one. If you start putting in motion for me, sincerely, what you believe for me, you'll see, oh, it's done and you'll have forgotten about it. But no, you don't do that. You like to look at the illusion and say, well, Herb, you know, you should do it for yourself. Or Herb, this here. Well, how can a teacher say to a student, 2 times 2 is 4, and have the student believe that 2 times 2 is 4 without the student himself coming to that conclusion? Yeah? If the teacher does it for the student doesn't learn anything. Yeah. And that's what the student is all about. Now, the student doesn't have to learn anything. You understand that? The student can just be click, Michelangelo. He can be click, Mozart. He can be click, you know, some kid who can give you any answer to any question you ask on mathematics, you know. You know, there are kids like that. There are kids, you say to them, what's 12 times 18 minus 34 plus 69 multiplied by 3,486? And the kid comes up with an answer, and it's correct. And it's correct. Now, how in the world can the kid do that? Because the kid just believes he can. He tunes into his divine inner self that knows all these things, and we can too. Now, he doesn't know that he can't do that. He doesn't know that that's tough, because he just does it. We think the things that we're doing are tough, and so we have trouble doing them. I say to each of you, each time you make some erroneous remark, I say, now, is that what you want to say? But that's the evidence. That's the truth. That's the appearance. And I said, you didn't listen to our lecture a couple of days ago. And what was our lecture title? It says, Appearances. Poof. And that was lecture 117. Now, poof, this lecture today is lecture 120. So, now, are you the doctor? No, 21. Are you the doctor? Huh, I think you are. You're the creator of your world. You're the doctor of your world. You are the creator of every experience you got going on in your world. Are you happy? If you're not happy, that means there's a little homework to be done. And the little bit of homework is not recognizing the problem, but playing with the solution. The little boy who is asked these fabulous mathematical questions that he probably doesn't even know what the numbers mean, his mind is doing this thing, and it comes up with the answer that he doesn't even understand what billions are, and millions and zillions and trillions and stuff like that. And you know, he has no concept of that. You don't have to have a concept of truth for truth to be true. You don't have to have a concept of wholeness for wholeness to be whole. You don't have to have a concept of being God to be God, because you are. All you have to do is just act as though you are, and you will experience it. But act as though you are without a doubt. Mm-hmm. And you will be amazed at how wonderful you are. Kind of fun, isn't it? You never know what we're going to talk about, do you?
Yeah.
And it's kind of interesting how these things evolve and revolve and come out into some very positive, dynamic things. And none of my lectures have ever been destructive of people, but only constructive and leading you to the belief in yourself, because you're a beautiful being, and I love you very much, and I see you now fulfilled and forevermore, and so it is.